Fluffball fell in beside Albert with a shy smile.
"You know you're playing the weakest class, right?"
Rolling his eyes, Albert looked over at the tiger-striped Lunari. "I've heard that. I didn't want to put up with the smell of rotting flesh like the Necro, but wanted to be a pet class. So here I am."
"Rotting flesh smell? You play in full immersion?"
Fluffball asked with wide eyes.
"Doesn't that hurt?"
Laughing darkly, Albert nodded. "Oh yeah, which makes me so happy we have a tank now. Even with the magic healing, it still hurt like hell when I got cut."
"You a masochist then?"
Fluffball asked, glancing at him sideways. "Normally closer to the opposite of that," Albert chuckled. "Let's just say that I play fully immersed for a reason I can't disclose."
"Interesting,"
Fluffball said, as she licked a hand and smoothed out her fur next to her ear like she was grooming. Albert snorted, turning his head away. "Freaking cat."
"Hey, no making fun of me grooming if you play with full pain enabled while tanking mobs. After all, I'm just role-playing,"
Fluffball said, her skin under the fur tinging red.
"Lunari can blush,"
Bob spoke up for the first time since the group had filled.
"Holy shit, your imp talks,"
Fluffball exclaimed, looking back at the imp.
"Better than he does at times,"
Bob laughed.
"He is a right pain in the ass, is what he is. But he helps," Albert replied.
"Helps? Who has killed more mobs since we joined up? Me, that's who,"
Bob replied, strutting slightly. Rockshore glanced back.
"Dude, you let that thing talk to you like that? The other summoner I know has his muzzled. He got tired of it talking back."
"I bet that imp doesn't rock like I do then,"
Bob said, smirking.
"Whatever. Summoners suck anyway,"
Rockshore sneered as they approached the gates.
"One incoming," Gerald said, spying a goblin scavenger exiting the gates and heading for them.
Albert stepped up, casting retribution onto Gerald by slapping his back to finish the spell.
"You're good to go," Albert said, prepping his fire blast.
The fight was over in seconds, with Albert and the others being able to focus on doing damage. Gerald sighed.
"So weak. Let's get in there."
The group hurried through the gate and hugged a wall once they were inside. Albert caught sight of over 30 goblins, all running around the interior, along with two other full groups of players in the back corners, pulling steadily. They came to a stop in one of the front corners, and Gerald nodded to them.
"Albert, your spells are the weakest, so just pull them in one at a time to start with."
Sighing inwardly at again being called weak or useless, he nodded.
"Bob, don't cast until Gerald has it, but after that feel free to go to town."
"You got it, master,"
Bob said, rubbing his hands together and bouncing a little in anticipation. As he did, a pop-up appeared before Albert, who glanced at it with a smile before closing it and going to pull the first mob.
"Constantly allowing your imp to follow his heart has raised his happiness. Bob's happiness has reached content. Your minion receives a 25% boost to stats and damage."
"Okay, game on,"
Albert called out, targeting the closest goblin. The goblin shield-bearer, level 8, 700 out of 700 health, was wearing studded leather of bad quality and carried a tower shield and a spear. Albert clenched his fist and opened it.
"Die in a fire," he called out, threw the fire blast past Gerald, smacking the goblin in the side.
"Wait, what? That can't be the standard casting for that spell,"
Rockshore said as he waited for Gerald to gain aggro. Albert chuckled.
"It wasn't, but it is now. One of my first abilities was personal spell, which let me change the motions or verbal components of my spells." "You took that over the other choice?" Rockshore said, shaking his head. "Dude, you gotta be a noob."
Albert didn't respond to Rockshore, but began to shape his next fire blast, as Gerald had already hit the goblin twice.
"All right, Bob, let's do this."
Twin fire blasts hit the goblin in the side, as Gerald was slowly spinning the mob so its back would be to the group. As the blasts hit, Rockshore hit it with some kind of ice spell, which seemed to slow it and did minimal damage. Fluffball leapt in with her sword, hacking at the mob and taking a chunk off its life. Her fur glowed with a faint red aura as she triggered her combat ability. The fight went smoothly, with Mary Sue easily able to keep up with the damage the goblin did to Gerald. Gerald was laughing as he fought. Clearly he didn't have his pain sensors turned up past Nerf bat levels. Fluffball seemed to enjoy herself as well, as she savagely sliced into the back of the goblin. Rockshore had used an electric spell of some sort as his main damage spell. The first mob dropped some copper, which was automatically split evenly across the group, as well as a small bag. Mary nodded.
"We shall go in alphabetical order for loot. Take your turn, Alberit."
Alberit touched the bag and got a blue armband with a shield icon on it.
"Armband? It have a shield on it?" Gerald asked, to which Alberit nodded.
"So they kept it the same from Beta." Gerald smirked. "They have a 25% drop rate off the goblins in here, and a 50% chance inside the dungeon. We're all ready to go, Puller. Keep an eye on Mary's mana. If it's above 50%, just pull the next one when we get the one we're fighting to 100 health."
Nodding, Alberit picked out the next closest goblin and began to shape his spell. He found the goblin swordsman level 8, 650 out of 650 health, also in the same leathers as the last one, but carrying a rusty sword.
"Die in a fire," he called out, sending the spell flying into his target.
"So stupid," Rockshore said sadly, shaking his head. "Wasn't the other choice a flat damage increase?"
"Yeah, but it would only have affected—"
Alberit cut off, stepping behind Gerald and casting retribution on him.
"My weak damage reflect and my fire blast."
Rockshore shook his head.
"DPS is DPS. What you took isn't even a utility ability, just a cosmetic one."
"Enough of the criticism," Mary Sue said. "Just do your jobs."
The group fell into a rhythm for an hour, pulling and killing mobs with little difficulty. Alberit hit level 7, gaining a new spell, while Fluffball, Mary Sue, and Gerald all reached level 8. Dropping all his points into intelligence this time, he checked his new spell. Sap Strength. Mana cost 50. Duration 1 minute. Removes 10 strength from the target. Point your finger at the target and say the words, "Sap Strength." You may modify this spell due to an ability. Albera tapped the area and changed the words to just "weaken," accepting the change. Nodding, he looked at the others who were all looking at him.
"Sorry, was checking my new spell. I'm ready to go now."
"We were thinking of going into the dungeon now, actually," Gerald said. "It'll be harder for you, but the rest of us are at the normal level now."
"Are the mobs level 8 inside?"
"No," Gerald replied. "Level 10. But we can take them."
"Why don't we grind a touch longer?
If you hit 9 and I hit 8, it'll be even easier inside," Alberit said. "Some of us got only a little over an hour left, and we want to hit the places, why?" Rockshore said. "We can do it with the tank and healer we have. If we dropped you and got a real DPS, it would be cake."
Biting back his reply, Alberit turned to Mary Sue.
"It's your group. If you want to go in, we go in."
Mary smiled.
"Thanks, Alberit. But Gerald is really the one in charge. I made him the leader during the last fight."
"We're going in," Gerald said with a smile. "We just have 2 goblins between us to get to the main doors. I'll pull them both over to the wall next to the portal. Once we drop them, we step inside."
Alberit renewed retribution on Gerald.
"Lead on, Macduff."
Gerald began to trot across the courtyard to grab the 2 mobs between them and the portal.
"Wrong quote, actually," Fluffball said.
"Yeah, but most don't know the real quote," Alberit chuckled. "Lay on, Macduff, and damned be him that first cries, 'Hold! Enough!'"
Fluffball pursed her lips.
"Thank you. I hate it when people misquote good lines."
Alberit chuckled as they reached the wall.
"Alas, poor Yorick. I knew Horatio.
a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times, and now, how abhorred in my imagination it is! My gorge rises at it. Here hung those lips.
Enough! Get into the fight! Gerald called out, cutting off the line. Recite Hamlet later. We have mobs to kill.
Fair enough. Albert smirked as he slammed his staff into a goblin's head. I shall not quote any more full lines while combat is ongoing.
Fluffball growled as she leapt into the fray, glowing her usual red from the berserker buff.
I enjoyed it. Not many can actually get the lines right from any of Shakespeare's plays.
Mary giggled.
So if he did the garden scene of Romeo and Juliet to you?
Fluff missed her next attack as she spun towards Mary, blinking.
What? Enough! Gerald roared. We are fighting here!
Rockshore sighed. This is all the summoner's fault. If we kick him for a real DPS, all of these issues go away.
No,
Mary Sue replied firmly.
He was very helpful to me, and he is holding his own. As long as he does as Gerald asks, he will stay.
The fight ended a few moments later, and the loot was collected.
There's a safe spot just inside the entrance. You'll also get the quest for the dungeon when you step in. Make sure to accept it.
Gerald entered the white swirling mist that denoted the dungeon entrance. He was swiftly followed by Mary Sue and Rockshore. Albert winked at Fluffball.
But soft. What light through yonder window breaks?
Fluffball went a deep red through her fur before she darted into the portal, cutting him off. Albert shrugged.
Guess not.
Struck out trying to catch some tail? Bob cackled.
Oh, you so funny, Albert sighed. Come on before they wonder what happened to me.
He stepped into the portal, following the others. Albert, Human Summoner, Level 7. Strength, 5. Agility, 12. Constitution, 20. Intelligence, 25. Wisdom, 27. Charisma, 20. Health, 550. Mana, 620. Spells. Demon Skin, rank 2. Demonic Retribution. Summon Least Imp. Fire Blast. Sap Strength. Abilities. Personal Spells.
Goblin Fort. Albert blinked, his vision refocusing to the dimmer light inside the fort. The interior was a hallway with lanterns providing illumination. Behind him stood the doorway out, visible through the white swirling mist that was the portal. He accepted the quest that popped up via notification when he entered. Quest: Kill the Commander. Reward: Increased rep with all Stormguard factions. Bonus: Kill the 2 optional bosses and receive random bonus loot from Quartermaster.
Good, we're all here, Gerald said. Okay, the layout here is quick and easy. There are 3 bosses total, 2 of them optional. The jailer in the basement prison area isn't all that bad. This level has the captain of the guard. He summons adds throughout the fight and can be a little tricky. The real boss is on the 2nd floor, named Guglug. He's the commander of the fort. Guglug summons adds like the captain, so when we do that fight, you will get an idea of how the commander works. He'll also throw poison clouds around the room, which means you need to be on your toes.
We had patrols and trash packs to kill first,
Mary Sue reminded him.
Right. He nodded at Mary. The packs mostly come in shield, melee, and caster trios. I will grab all of them. Kill the caster first, then the melee, and finally the shield user. Any questions?
No one spoke, so Gerald nodded.
Right. Albert, give me your buff, and then go to the end of the hole and tag the caster. Then back around the corner behind me. We're going to line of sight pull as many as we can to make things easier to handle. Once I hit the caster, you can all jump in on it. Leave the others alone in the meantime.
I'll have to work to keep them from aggroing on Mary as it is. Alberic cast retribution on Gerald before walking down to the corner with the others behind him. He glanced around the corner, spotting the first group standing and talking in the hallway. He conjured his first fire blast before stepping out and hitting the caster right in the head like he was throwing a baseball. As soon as the spell hit the caster, the other two goblins ran at him, and the caster started to conjure something of its own. Alberic ducked back around the corner before the spell was done, ducking behind Gerald, who was waiting.
"Let the games commence," Alberic said, as he got another fire blast prepared. "Follow the leader, Bob."
Bob shook his head while he prepared his own fire blast, staying silent for once. As the two goblins turned the corner, Gerald shield-bashed the sword goblin, stunning it for a second as he slashed at the shield-bearer, scoring a hit. Both of them stopped focusing on Alberic and turned on Gerald instead. Gerald did his best to mitigate the damage as he struck twice more with his sword. One hit the melee goblin, but the other bounced off the shield of the shield-bearer. Just then the caster goblin turned the corner and everyone tensed, waiting for Gerald. The goblin elementalist was level 10, but only had 558 out of 600 health, and 650 out of 700 mana. It also carried a flaming ball in its hand. It tossed the fire onto Alberic, who yelled in agony as the fire burned him, before Gerald could hit the goblin in turn. The others attacked the goblin caster with fury, easily cutting it down, allowing it to cast only one more spell with Gerald as the target. The group turned its attention to the melee goblin and dispatched it easily as well, leaving the shield-bearer for last. Alberic pursed his lips and hit it with sap strength as a test. The goblin looked stunned as the tower shield slipped from its arm and clattered to the ground. Everyone else paused for a second as well, surprised by that turn of events. Everyone came back to their senses as Bob laughed and hit the mob in the face with a fire blast.
"Well done, master! Stripping its strength made it unable to use the heavy shield!"
Bob cackled as the group resumed the attack. After the mobs were dead and looted, Gerald turned to Alberic.
"Why didn't you do that on the pull?"
"I didn't know it would work," he replied. "I was hoping it would drop the spear. I didn't think shields had strength requirements. Yeah, my kite shield is right at the edge of my strength right now.
It takes 40 strength to use a weak tower shield.
So I guess we know it has less than that once you weaken it.
Next time, we pull start with that on the shield bearer instead of hitting the caster. You seem to feel that firebolt he hit you with."
"Yes, it was not fun. Playing full immersion sometimes is a right pain," Alberic admitted. "Thankfully, when Mary Sue heals me, the pain vanishes. We good for the next group?"
Gerald frowned at him but nodded.
"Yeah. We go down the hall to the next corner and repeat the last pull."
Once everyone was set, Alberic looked around the corner to find another group of the same kinds of goblins waiting there. He buffed Gerald with retribution, then turned the corner and cast sap strength on the shield-bearer. The shield-bearer dropped its shield and kept trying to pick it up as the melee ran towards him and the caster began a spell. Ducking back behind Gerald, Alberic advised them,
"Caster is trying to cast, and the shield-bearer is trying to pick his shield up. It should take a minute."
Gerald grunted and slashed the melee goblin as it came around the corner.
"Okay, we'll have a minute or so to kill the caster."
As he finished talking, the caster came around the corner and he cut it.
"All on the caster!"
The caster was down, and the melee almost down when the shield bearer came around the corner. It slammed its shield into Alberic before anyone knew it had made it to them, stunning him for 2 seconds. Gerald switched over to the shield bearer and used his taunt to get aggro.
"Finish the melee first," he said, as he began to build more aggro on the defending goblin.
Once the stun wore off, Alberic cast sap strength onto the shield-bearer, again stripping it of the protection it wanted and allowing the others to cut it down easily.
"This looks like it's working out good, but I think I'll stand further back next time,"
Alberic chuckled as Mary Sue's healing took away the pain from his bruised face.
"Well, looks like you might be useful for something after all,"
Rockshore said with contempt.
"Get your loot so we can move."
"Is your mom yelling at you about the time, Rock?" Albrecht asked blandly as he picked up his fifth goblin supply, finishing that quest for him as well as another defender armband.
Fuck you, dude. Just 'cause I slept with your mom last night,
Rockshore said, bristling. So you're a necrophiliac. Guess you're playing the wrong class then, eh? Albrecht rejoined quickly, smiling broadly, knowing he was lying about his mother being dead, but wanting to needle the fucker.
Knock it the fuck off, both of you,
Gerald said firmly.
The next one to snipe at the other will be removed from the group.
Albrecht held back the automatic "yes, mom" reply that tried to get out. He nodded.
We're going to keep clearing the patrols before we tackle any of the bosses?
Yes. We'll clear this floor before meeting the captain in his room.
It won't matter for the ads, but that's the way I want it in case we die during the fight,
Gerald said as he motioned Albrecht on. After you, Puller. Albrecht dipped a shallow bow.
Why, thank you, sir.
They started walking to find the next patrol or group. The next few pulls were repeats of the last one, except that Albrecht didn't get damaged when the shield-bearer finally showed up, since he stayed further back after pulling. After they completed a circuit of the ground floor, they walked back to the door that had a plaque notifying them it was the captain's room.
Okay, remember. He will call ads, Gerald said. I'll pick them up as best I can. Once I have them, burn the ads down first. He calls them at 75%, 50%, and 25% life, and goes into a frenzy at 10% life, which is where you need to go all out. Any questions?
When no one had any, Gerald held out a fist.
No one else has cleared this place yet, so let's do it.
The rest of them bumped fists together before Gerald opened the door. Just before he walked in, Albrecht hit him with retribution, getting a nod of thanks from Gerald. The room was large, maybe 50 feet square, with shelves holding various knick-knacks along the walls. The center of the room held a massive oak desk, behind which sat a goblin easily half again as big as the ones they had been facing already.
"Who dares interrupt my paperwork?"
the goblin captain roared, as he got to his feet, grabbing his two-handed sword from next to the desk. Albrecht targeted it, and took in the information. Captain of the Guard, level 11, 1500 out of 1500 health. Albrecht noted the rusty steel cap on the goblin's head, as well as the rusty chain shirt and leather pants. Pursing his lips, Albrecht put his back to a wall and slid along it, waiting for Gerald to grab aggro.
"The King of Stormguard sends his greetings," Gerald replied with a dark smile.
The captain bellowed and came around the desk to be met by Gerald's upraised shield. The three DPS waited impatiently as Gerald landed his first attack. Albrecht caught Bob's eyes and pointed to the goblin's legs, getting a nod in return. As Gerald's third blow landed, he shouted,
"Got him! Let's do this!"
As Gerald spoke, Fluffball launched herself across the room to close the distance, as Rockshore, Albrecht, and Bob all hit the captain with spells. Bob and Albrecht hit the legs of the captain, getting a little more damage as the armor value was lower there. Rockshore's spell hit the goblin in the head, and he frowned.
"Fucking helm is negating a chunk of my damage." "Go for the legs," Albrecht said, as his next spell again hit the captain's legs. "Armor cuts that amount off the damage, but only part its value for spells. Leather has a lower value than rusty steel."
"I know that,"
Rockshore yelled back in irritation, as he did but had forgotten and gotten used to all the other goblins that hadn't been wearing helms. At 75% life, the captain roared loudly, and a trio of ads came through the door. Mary, who was in the back of the room, made sure to tell them all. Albrecht targeted the shield-bearer and cast sap strength on it, making it drop the shield. It stopped for a second, trying to pick the shield up, before forgetting it and trying to cross the room to Mary, who had healing aggro. Gerald hit the melee as it tried to go by, getting its attention, before turning to the now shieldless shield-bearer and repeating the process. The caster, though, stood just inside the door and threw fire at Mary, making her call out for help.
"Bob, focus the caster. I'm going in,"
Albrecht said as he rushed to the caster, throwing retribution on himself.
"I'll tank the caster if Rock can kill it,"
Albrecht said, as he slammed his staff into the caster's face as it had been ignoring him.
That wasn't the plan, Gerald grunted, as he tried to stop the three attacking him. You can't turn your back to them, Alberich said as he blocked a swing of the caster's dagger. So we adapt and deal with this.
Rockshore ignored Alberich and focused on the melee goblin with Fluffball, acting as if he hadn't heard any of what Alberich had said. Alberich growled as he slowly whittled the caster down, focusing on taking as little damage as possible. As the caster dropped, he turned to see the spear-wielder going down.
All adds down, he called out, stepping back over to Bob.
He was hurt, but not too much, still at 480 out of 550 health. He wished he regained health in combat like he did mana. As he watched, Rockshore smirked at him before going back to focusing on the boss.
All right, next time we handle the adds the same way, Gerald said,
as his health was being replenished by Mary. He had taken a beating from the two adds as well as the boss.
Sure thing,
Alberich replied as he went back to casting, speaking between fire blasts.
I can solo the caster again.
I am going to need to get mana back between the second and third adds, master,
Bob said.
Do what you have to, Bob,
Alberich replied, as his mana had topped back up during the melee fight with the caster. The second ad pack was the same as the first, and dispatched the same way, though Alberich wound up at 400 out of 550 health by the time he was done, as he missed a few parry attempts.
Ads down,
he called out as his dropped.
Regaining mana,
Bob said, as he sat down and pulled out an emery board.
What the fuck? Really? An emery board?
Alberich said, glancing down at the imp who grinned up at him and winked.
No, just fucking with you.
Bob got back to his feet and leaned against the wall.
It was funny as hell, though, to see that expression.
Gods, you are annoying as shit sometimes, Bob,
Alberich said, as he threw his next fire blast onto the captain.
Cut the banter with the imp, Gerald called out. No point to having useless conversations during a boss fight.
Alberich rolled his eyes and saw Bob flip Gerald off while sticking his tongue out. Chuckling, Alberich tossed his next fire blast as Bob looked up at him, winking. When the last set of ads rolled in, things got interesting. This time it was three casters who all threw fire onto Mary.
Help!
Mary cried out. Gerald turned and got tossed into a wall by the boss as his attention deviated too much.
Get them!
He wheezed as he got back to his feet. Alberich had already crossed to the casters and thumped each of them, now having all the aggro for himself. He backed up a step as two of them began to cast while he parried the dagger strike of the one closest to him. Fluffball came across the room in a leaping bound, sinking her weapon into the middle goblin with a growl.
Got this one,
she said, as she began to hack at it like a woman possessed.
Fine, I'll get the other one, Rockshore said, throwing a bolt of lightning at it.
That wasn't enough to pull the aggro, so it threw its firebolt onto Alberich, who winced, which also got him stabbed by the dagger.
Bob!
I'm on it,
the imp said, throwing fire blasts at the one Rockshore was attacking. The trio of casters died, leaving all the DPS injured, with Alberich being the worst off at 300 out of 550 health.
All adds down, Alberich called out. Okay, get ready for the burn phase,
Gerald called out, as the boss was down to 18% by the time the DPS went back to attacking it. When it frenzies, it will do double damage twice as fast, so Mary might not be able to keep me up.
I'm running low on mana, Mary said. I think you'll drop, so do not run out of the room, guys. Do your best to kill it if Gerald drops. Otherwise it resets and we have to do it all over again.
Alberich nodded, throwing another fire blast, and waited as he was going to hit the boss with sap strength as soon as it frenzied. At 10%, the boss began to flash red and foam at the mouth, and it started swinging faster. Alberich hit it with his spell and hoped that would help before going back to fire blast. At 5%, Gerald went down as Mary called out that she was out of mana. She rushed in with her staff as the boss turned on Fluffball. As the boss did that, Rockshore edged towards the door while he cast his spells.
Bob,
Alberich said as he tilted his head towards the door.
Make sure he doesn't.
Bob nodded but kept casting his own spells,
as Fluffball was cut down. Mary was dropped with one shot right after that. Rockshore ran for the door, but Bob got there and stood in the door, all 2 foot of him, just enough to stop Rockshore from getting by easily.
"Move, you fucking imp,"
Rockshore said, grabbing at Bob, who darted away just as the two-handed sword hit Rockshore.
"Fuck you, Alberit,"
Rockshore said, flipping him off as the next swing killed him, leaving just Bob and Alberit in the room, with the boss at 1% health.
"Bob, kill him,"
Alberit said, as he backed away from the captain, who ran at him with sword raised high. As the goblin got into range, Alberit rolled in and under the leading arm, feeling the wind from the swing go over his back.
"I think I can take one hit, maybe two," Alberit said as Bob kept casting.
He grunted as he was hit before he could get to his feet, knocking him flat.
"Fuck,"
Alberit said, as the sword came down and took off most of the rest of his hit points, leaving him at 10 out of 550. He clenched up, waiting for the final stroke, but heard a loud thud behind him. Looking back, he found the captain dead, and Bob smirking.
"Who kills all the mobs?"
He jerked both thumbs into his small chest.
"This imp, that's who."
Rolling over, Alberit groaned from the intense pain that washed through him. He breathed a sigh of relief as he started regaining health once he was out of combat. He was just getting to his feet when Gerald, Mary Sue, and Fluffball came back into the room.
"Where is Rockshore?"
Alberit asked.
"Kicked,"
Gerald said bluntly. "He was told not to run for the door and still tried, which meant you wouldn't have been able to kill the boss like you did."
"Thanks for standing your ground," Gerald said, patting his shoulder.
"Let's see about the loot, then I have to step out and see about getting a new DPS. Touching the bag, Gerald nodded.
"Nice.
A ring with strength and constitution. 1+ to each captain's band is the name of it. I need it. Fluff?"
"I would like to need it too," Fluffball said. "My main stat is strength, after all."
"Okay. Use the random roll function in your UI,"
Mary Sue said. Alberit watched as they both knelt and each rolled a die across the floor. A bright red 48 appeared above Fluffball, while an 82 appeared above Gerald.
"Looks like I win,"
Gerald said, as he took the ring and put it on.
"Damn," Fluffball said, shaking her head. "Congratulations on winning."
"Grats," Mary Sue and Alberit said in near unison.
"Okay, 5-minute break. I'll be back with another DPS,"
Gerald said as he headed for the front door. Alberit walked over to the desk and sat down in the chair with a sigh.
5-minute power nap sounds awesome."
Fluffball came over to the desk, taking a seat on the edge of it.
"I'm curious about something."
Alberit nodded to her.
"You look like a thug with the scar and short-cropped hair, but you know Shakespeare so well. Which one of them is the real you?" Her voice was a tad uncertain as she asked the question.
"Both, actually. I worked in law enforcement for years, which is why the hair and scar both match my real self. I thinned down the body a little. Being in my 30s in real life, I've got a paunch, but who doesn't really? As for the bard, I loved his plays when I was younger. The basic morality they talk about always drew me in."
"Worked. You retired or something?" Fluffball asked.
"I am currently living off the government," Alberit replied with a blank face. "Then again, all police live off the government, I guess, technically. As do people with pensions from federal, state, or county governments."
He chuckled and smiled at her.
"What about you? Why the Lunari race?"
Fluffball blushed slightly.
"It deters quite a lot of men from hitting on me in game. I would probably have played as a man if I could have, just to stop it. But sadly, Mindblown hasn't changed their policy on that yet."
"So, do you identify as male, or just hate it when guys ogle you?"
"The second. Last game I played, I had a stalker following me around in game. He was trying to find out my real address as well. Scared the hell out of me.
She gave a small shudder when she said the last few words.
I must be okay then if you're chatting at me like this. Albert chuckled.
Fluffball groomed her ear again, watching him closely for any signs of disgust, and not seeing any.
No, I think you might be okay.
If you were a cop at some point, I'm sure you won't be turning into a stalker or anything like that.
Honestly, you just seem safe, like a vibe you give off of safety and security.
Albert let out a small laugh.
I'm sure the fact that if you nut-punch me here, I will fold like a cheap suit also helps.
Now that you mention it, that does help, she giggled. So why can't you say, you know, about the immersion?
Wagging a finger back and forth, Albert shook his head.
I can't say. I can't hint at, give clues, or anything like that. I would love to be able to, but my hands are tied.
Fine,
Fluffball said, with a long sigh mingling with the words.
How long are you going to be around for after we clear?
One eyebrow raised.
That depends. Did you have something in mind?
Fluffball blinked, then stood up abruptly.
I was just thinking of killing more goblins, was all. You know, outside the dungeon, that's what I was asking about.
Her words came out fast, tumbling over each other as she spoke. Albert raised both hands, palms towards her.
Whoa, hold up there, Speedy, it's okay. I'm sure that is what you meant. I was just checking, was all. I will be more than happy to kick it around with you outside the dungeon and slaughter goblins. You get to tank, though, as I don't want to be curled into a fetal ball half the time.
Laughing, she nodded.
Deal. You two seem to get along,
Mary said, causing both of them to blink as they looked at her, as they'd both forgotten she was there.
It's nice to see that, instead of people like Rockshaw who are always bitching and complaining about others.
Thanks, Albert said. By the way, take this. You can use it when we get to the end, boss.
He handed the small mana potion to her.
I don't think I'll get much use out of it, and one more heal from you could make the difference.
Mary Sue smiled broadly.
Wow, thanks. These are hard to get at our level. What quest did you get it from?
Found it in a chest, actually, Albert said. It also had a health potion with it, but I used that long before I met you.
I'm going to have to find another weapon soon,
Fluffball said after a moment of silence.
Mine is fading. It should last until we finish, unless we die again.
Albert pulled the rusty pitted greatsword from his bag and set it on the desk.
Want to use this until it breaks for trash clearing, then?
Fluffball looked at it, frowning, then picked it up.
If you don't mind. I can use it.
It's a small DPS decrease, but it will keep my weapon going longer that way.
Can you wear a chain?
Yeah, why?
Albert looked at her leather.
Does that have better than 14 armor?
15,
Fluffball answered in her full leather outfit. Placing the chain shirt on the table, Albert nodded to it.
14 armor for chest, if you want to try out some chain for a bit. One armor difference won't hurt. Also, it's trash, basically. Barely worth a handful of copper.
Fluffball eyed him for a minute, then picked it up slowly before she stepped out into the hall. When she came back in, she was wearing the rusty chain shirt. Albert chuckled. The game didn't go stupid with female armor, but it's still snug chain, at least.
Not as form-fitting as the leather, but it does show more of your fur, Albert said. Looks good to me.
Fluffball smiled.
Just glad I have fur, otherwise my abs would be showing through the links.
Yeah, but you make stripes look good,
Albert complimented her. Bob gagged behind Albert.
Lame.
Fluffball giggled as she blushed lightly.
The imp is right, that was a bit lame.
It's been a while since I've really talked to a woman,
Albert said defensively.
Oh?
Mary asked, her brow raised.
Shaking his head, Albert covered his head and placed it on the desk. I yield! Have mercy, O mighty healer!
The two women broke into laughter, and Bob cackled, as Gerald came back into the room with Dr. Frank, followed by a skeleton.
Okay, we have another DPS. Let's head on into the cells below and take out the jailer.
Hey, you Frankster. Good to see you again,
Alberet said as he stood up, stretching. Dr. Frank looked at Alberet and sighed.
Great. The fucking noob is still here. When you said you lost one, I thought it was going to be him.
Alberet shook his head. That's how the last one started, and then he was removed from the group. Food for thought and all that. Which way, Gerald? Gerald led them off with Dr. Frank looking thoughtful, as they went to the set of stairs they had passed previously.
Okay, there's a room at the bottom with a pack of mobs. Pull us up to them, Al,
Gerald said, stepping back.
Alberet, please, not Al. I don't go shortening your name to Jer.
But first a buff for you and refreshing my demon skin.
Alberet cast the two buffs before going to pull. Walking down the stairs, he crouched so he could get a look at the group of four mobs.
Two goblin swordsmen along with two goblin shield bearers standing in the middle of a room which had three doors leading off of it. Targeting one of the shield bearers, Alberet pointed his finger.
Weaken.
As he cast the spell, he turned and bolted back up the stairs and behind Gerald.
Two swords incoming, along with one shield. The other one is still trying to pick his shield up.
Got it. Focus the swordsman first, Gerald said, bracing for the rush. The DPS held back as the trio of mobs appeared. Once Gerald had hit one of the sword users twice, they unloaded on it. Fluffball seemed like a woman possessed as she hacked into the target with her two-handed sword. Frank tossed black balls of magic after he told his skeleton to attack. Alberet chipped in a second later, smirking over the fact he didn't have to command Bob.
See that, Bob? You're smarter than a skeleton.
Too bad you are on the same level as a skeleton, Bob snickered back.
Dr. Frank frowned at them and Gerald sighed.
Stop the chatter, please.
Mary giggled as she tossed heels onto Gerald, but didn't say anything. As the second swordsman died, the second shield-bearer came up the stairs. Alberet targeted first one, then the other, making them drop their shields as he hit them with sap strength.
The more damaged one first, Gerald said, as both lost their defense.
Alberet was silently laughing, as after each kill, Dr. Frank had to tell his skeleton to switch targets. Bob, on the other hand, just followed along, already knowing the drill. Once the four mobs were dead, they looted up. Alberet got another goblin supply, as well as a broken tower shield.
Junk for sale,
Alberet said, leaning on the shield before placing it into the smaller bag. He quickly tossed the stuff he wanted to keep into his bigger bag.
Okay, room with three doors at the bottom.
Yeah, we'll do left then right before we go down the middle one, which leads to the mini-boss, Gerald said as he started to descend. Fluffball hung back a second.
Thanks for giving me the trash weapon, Alberet. I checked my abilities, and with a large weapon equipped, the base modifier goes up. It tells me the right way to play the Berserker is with a large weapon. I'll give up on the idea of a dual-wielding Berserker for now. I still hope an ability will make that viable later on, though.
Alberet walked with her down the stairs.
Luck, but I'm a horrible person for that kind of thing. After all, I picked the cosmetic ability at fifth level.
I like the idea of being able to change spells,
Mary said from just behind them.
I'll pick it up myself before level 20, probably. I hate the whole, I beseech my god to heal my ally thing to cast healing.
Right, Alberet nodded. That's what I thought. DPS should always take the DPS increase,
Dr. Frank said.
Anything else hurts the party. Healers can get away with some frivolous choices.
Gerald raised a single brow before coughing.
Okay, same as before, Alberet.
Alberet renewed retribution before opening the left door. It was another room with three goblin swordsman mobs and one goblin shield-bearer. He made the shield-bearer drop the shield for the pull, running back to Gerald again, which wasn't far as Gerald was just inside the door. The fight, as well as the next one, went smoothly, as the grouping was the same.
Very smooth, Gerald said proudly. Okay. Middle door leads to a hall with cells down each wall.
At the end is the jailer against the back wall. The trick here is to put him next to a cell.
The mob in the cell will help us kill him. Every 10% life, he turns and one-shots the mob, and we drag him to the next cell. Once he gets to 10%, he frenzies like the last boss. Do not run up the stairs. We all live, or we all die. Once we get him to the last cell, slip past him, so we can use the hallway to retreat down. Any questions? Bob spoke up.
What things are in the cells?
Slaves that the goblins captured from the farmlands. Gerald shrugged. Not a paladin, so I don't care. We'll use them, as this boss has a truckload of health.
Sounds like fun times, Alberic said.
Everyone is full, so let's go, Gerald said, opening the door into the dimly lit hall. There were 9 cells, 5 down one side and 4 down the other, with 20 feet between them.
Hit me, Alberic.
Alberic clapped his hands before touching Gerald.
Retribution.
Gerald walked down the hall with the others trailing him. At the back of the hall, against the wall, stood a very large and very fat goblin in leather pants and hood, but bare-chested, holding a glowing poker.
Okay, on 3, I charge and drag him to the first cell, Gerald said, then counted to 3 and rushed forward.
He got 3 hits in on the jailer before he got it positioned, at which point the DPS opened up on it. As they fought, the slaves in the cells began to beseech the players to save them. Alberic blocked them out and checked out how they were doing against the mini-boss. The jailer, level 11, 3,800 out of 4,000 health. As they killed the jailer, Alberic noticed that the jailer wasn't doing a lot of damage to Gerald. At 3,600 out of 4,000, the jailer spun and slammed his poker through the chest of the elf slave that had been attacking with them. He blinked as a buff came up on the jailer's health bar. Broken slave. He focused on the icon and winced.
He gets a 20% damage increase for each slave he kills.
Gerald blinked but nodded. I think they changed the fight from beta then. I thought he was hitting easier. New plan. I'm going to try and push him back. We need to try and stop him from killing the others. If we only had a trap smith who could free them during the fight. Alberic pursed his lips, then stopped casting and turned to the cell next to him. He pulled out the dagger from the prison and began to poke at the lock with it, wishing he still had the letter opener. After a few seconds, he knew the dagger was too wide and turned back to the fight.
I can try,
Bob said as he flung another fire blast.
Do it, Alberic said.
Bob turned to the cell and studied the lock for a minute. Alberic stopped watching as he focused on the fight. A few seconds later, the door opened and the slave rushed out with a cry of joy, fleeing up the stairs.
One free,
Bob said proudly. Quest. Save the slaves. Reward. A surprise at the Stormguard Keep.
What the fuck?
Gerald said, not daring to turn around.
Bob is unlocking the cells, Alberic said. Since this guy is a cream puff right now, it shouldn't be an issue.
He got another buff when the slave fled. Lost slave, it gives him 10% more health, Gerald replied.
Stop freeing them! Bob, change of plans, Alberic said, before Bob could free another slave. We'll free them after, hopefully.
The group went back to working the boss, and when he went to 3,200 out of 4,400, he rushed to the cell of the slave that had been freed, then growled and turned back to Gerald. As the boss rushed by Gerald, the group stepped back, but as the boss went back to attacking Gerald, they relaxed. When the next time came at 2,800 out of 4,400, he again rushed to the closest cell, which was still empty, then went back to Gerald again.
So if you get 2 cells empty, somehow he won't keep getting buffs,
Mary said between heels.
We have the new strategy.
Good. Now we just have to keep chipping away, Gerald said.
The rest of the fight was anticlimactic for the most part. Alberic had to recast Retribution on Gerald before the last 10% phase. When the boss hit Frenzy, he doubled in size and began to hit anyone in melee range, which forced Fluffball to retreat as her health took a beating. Mary was able to keep Gerald up through the Frenzy, even with Fluffball not being able to help. Eventually, the boss dropped dead. A flash of light happened for everyone in the group. Alberic went to level 8, as did Dr. Frank.
The other three all hit level 9. "Level up before we move on," Gerald said. The group let out a cheer and sat down to level as Bob went down the row of cells releasing slaves.
"He seems way more useful than I thought he would be,"
Dr. Frank said grudgingly.
"Hear that, Bob? The doc gives you a good review,"
Alberic called out as the imp was freeing the last slave. He finished adding his points into wisdom and checked his new spell.
"Yeah, but all of his patients are dead, so that doesn't bode well,"
Bob said as he skipped back to them. Alberic laughed, then nodded at his spell. Demonic Haze. Mana cost 50. Duration 5 minutes/1 minute. On a friendly target, raises constitution by 10 for 5 minutes. On a hostile target, lowers constitution by 5 for 1 minute. May only be cast on one target at a time. To use this spell, point your finger into the air, then at your target, while saying the words, Infernal Mist. You may modify this spell due to an ability. Albert changed it, leaving the hand motion the same, but changing the words to Bloody Haze.
Mary giggled.
"Oh, I get it now. Dr. Frankenstein, right?"
Albert closed his eyes in sympathy for Gerald, who seemed to care for the woman who didn't get the necromancer's name right away.
"That is correct," Dr. Frank said with a laugh. "I want to make a monster, after all."
Gerald coughed. "So, the loot is a necklace with +2 constitution. Anyone else think they need it?" No one spoke up, so Gerald took it and put it on. "Okay. We head back up, then take the stairs leading to the next floor. One pack of trash, then the boss." They all got back to their feet and started walking.
"Hey, we're doing really well and found a new quest to boot," Mary Sue said happily as they climbed to the first floor. "Thanks, all of you, for coming with."
"Thanks for having us," Albert said automatically.
"It's been good," Fluffball said brightly. "2 levels, all my quests done, and bonus quests to boot."
"Wish I'd been here at the start," Frank said before sighing. "Oh well, it was nice of the dungeon quest to credit me with both kills when the jailer died. I should probably submit it as a bug just in case, though."
"Yeah," Mary nodded. "That way they'll know we didn't try and cheat the system."
They climbed the stairs to the second level with Albert in the lead. A hall lay before him with 2 large goblins standing before the single door. Goblin bodyguards, level 11, 900 out of 900 health. No visible weapons, which concerned Albert. So he looked back at Gerald.
"No weapons?"
Gerald nodded. "They use unarmed attacks, but still hit like a truck. Buff me and let's go," he said with a smile. Albert nodded, casting Retribution, followed by Demonic Haze on Gerald, before targeting one of the bodyguards. He cast Fire Blast, throwing it down the hole like a missile. It splashed against the studded leather the goblin was wearing. He hurried down the stairs to Gerald at the base of the landing. The 2 goblins rushed down only to meet Gerald and his shield. Albert understood the bodyguards use no weapons, allowing their attacks to come very fast. He targeted the first one to be hit 3 times, landing a sap strength on it, then the other before starting up his Fire Blast spam. When the first bodyguard went down, the other one went into a rage and his speed and damage ramped up.
"Fuck! They had a linked rage counter," Gerald said as he all but huddled behind his shield.
Gerald ended up with 100 health remaining, even with Mary's heals, by the time the second one dropped. Panting, he spoke.
"Fuck, that was intense. Like having a jackhammer attacking you."
Albert bit his lip, not saying the first thing that came to his mind, but Bob didn't hold back.
"So like me going after the last succubus I was with."
Mary Sue's eyes went big and round. Fluffball blushed crimson, while Dr. Frank laughed hard. Gerald shook his head.
"You might want to muzzle that thing after all."
Albert shook his head.
"Bob is not a thing. Bob is a he, as he just clearly stated. Even if he did do so in a rather inappropriate way."
The others all began to climb the stairs. Albert held out his hand palm up and Bob slapped it, chuckling.
Good one.
Bob held up a thumbs up as they followed the others up the stairs and into the hall.
Okay, Gerald said. Last boss is right ahead of us in his office. He'll summon ads at each quarter of his life. Kill the ads first. Caster ads have priority over others. At every 10%, he throws a poison cloud at a random player. Just move out of it. But note that it stays until the fight is over, so when you move, be mindful of it. I'm sure he'll frenzy at the end as well. That seems to be the go-to mechanic in here.
No one had any questions, so they approached the door and paused. Gerald held out his fist.
Let's get us some loot.
Everyone bumped fists. Then Alberic buffed Gerald before Gerald opened the door, walking in followed by the others. The room was large, easily 60 feet square. The only two things taking up floor space were a desk and a large map table with figurines on it. The commander was massive for a goblin, easily twice the size the captain had been. Alberic focused on him to acquire the information. Guglug, goblin commander level 12. 1800 out of 1800 health. Guglug was dressed in a chain shirt minus the rust and held twin swords.
Okay, everyone, you know the plan. Let's kill him!
Gerald shouted as he crossed to Guglug, who came around the desk to meet him wielding dual swords.
I shall send your corpses back to your pathetic king!
Guglug roared as he lunged at Gerald. Alberic tossed a sap strength on Guglug, hoping that it would help at least a little, as he waited for the third attack so he could start his damage. Once Gerald shouted, he started in along with the others. The first part of the fight was boring until he threw the first vial of poison at Fluffball. She darted aside, catching a small part of the cloud, which drained almost 10% of her life in that single second she was inside the cloud. Fluffball was coughing hard for a few seconds as she cleared her lungs.
It burns, so be careful.
She paused for another second before rejoining the fight. The second poison cloud went to Dr. Frank, who was moving as the vial was in the air, easily dodging it thanks to the distance it had to travel and being prepared. The first set of ads came swiftly after that, as the boss dropped to 1,350 out of 1,800. Alberic was already turning to the door to see a single caster and a shield bearer. He weakened the shield bearer, making it drop its shield and allowing Gerald to pick it up as he tried to go past him to Mary. The three DPS stopped hitting the boss and focused the caster down quickly, with Fluffball taking the brunt of the damage, which left her at 72% of her life. They turned after the caster died and killed the shield bearer next, who hadn't been able to reclaim its shield, before again focusing on the boss. Mary dodged the third vial easily. But the fourth vial cost Gerald almost 20% of his life before he was able to sidestep clear, coughing the whole time as he held his shield up and didn't even try to attack until he could see again. Alberic was already moving when the next vial came, so it easily missed him as he went towards the door as the next set of ads came in. Two casters and a shield bearer this time. Alberic cast sap strength on the shield bearer again, making it drop the shield. Fluffball and Frank's skeleton were each tanking a caster, so Alberic went melee to regain mana faster, as Bob burned down first Fluffball's ad, then turned to the other one as it dropped the skeleton. Dr. Frank cussed and began to raise a new skeleton, which took 5 seconds for him to complete the spell. As he did, Bob stopped casting to regain his mana, and Alberic stepped in next to Gerald to renew the demonic retribution and demonic haze buffs. He quickly backed out as the boss dropped to 40% under the onslaught of Fluffball and Dr. Frank's new skeleton. It was a good thing he was in motion, as it meant he only caught the faintest hint of the poison cloud that exploded near him. Alberic gagged, dry heaving as he moved away. The air in his lungs felt heavy and harsh. He staggered for a few steps until he got clean air in his lungs, his eyes watering.
Dear devs, fuck you.
Alberic gasped, wiping his eyes until he could see again. Once he was stable again, he joined back into the damage. Frank dodged the vial at 30% health, and the DPS all turned towards the door as the boss dropped to 450 out of 1800 to catch the last wave of ads. Four casters came in, and Alberic groaned,
Fuck, this is going to hurt. Bob, gonna need you to pull aggro on one.
Damn it!
Bob hissed, and started chain-casting his spell even faster than he had been.